April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
On the line right now, Al. And he's going to have two roles this week for us here at the morning show. Number one, he's going to report on all the whys and wherefores of the Eagles as they prepare for the big Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs. And two, he is going to be a gossip columnist, and he is going to be naming celebrities all week with us. From Arizona, our own reporter, Elliot Shaw Parks. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
Now, you understand you have two roles this weekend, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I already saw Ike Reese yesterday, so the star-studded already all across Phoenix.
All right, what was the flight like? Were there any Eagle fans on your flight?
So the second I got off the flight, there were Eagles fans on the flight, but the second I got off, I'm in the Phoenix airport walking around, and I didn't see this for the Chiefs. I only saw it for the Eagles. There was a huge sign that just said, "Go Birds." So I don't know if someone bought it, a Philly fan, what, but there is way more, I think, Philly fans down here in Phoenix. And the other thing I'll say is, it feels way more like a Super Bowl than it did in 2017. I mean, 2017, it was in Minnesota. It was in the mall. This time, it's nice outside. There's fans walking around all over the place. So definitely well-represented Eagles green here in Phoenix.
All right, Elliot, let's do a scene setter here. What does your week look like? Give us a little bit of your schedule here this week.
Well, tonight's one of the biggest nights of the week is going to be media night. And I really think this team specifically has a chance to win over all the neutral fans that there might be with their personality. So I'm really excited for tonight. Then the rest of the week, I mean, the team is staying about 45 minutes outside of all, like, the Super Bowl hoopla down in Phoenix. But so they'll practice, I believe, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday like they normally do. They'll talk to us Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. At their team hotel. We won't get a chance to actually see them practice. But, and then Friday, there's nothing, and then they start to, you know, rest up for the big game. But a lot of the media stuff for them is early on in the week.
All right, so tonight, this sounds like a bit of a dog and pony show there. $20. Oh, yeah. Fans can go in there. This is also where you're likely to see a lot of top celebrities.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, I mean, you'll see a lot of things like Nick Sirianni. Night. There'll probably be questions from, you know, kids, questions from all types of things. He might like salsa dance tonight. Like, he'll be doing all types of things where, you know, it's going to be a show. And like I said, Jordan Mailata, I'm sure he'll end up singing tonight. Jason Kelce will probably put on some type of show. It'll be interesting to see how Jalen handles himself. He can sometimes be pretty kind of dull at the podium. But, yeah, I mean, tonight there will definitely be, I would assume, some celebrities at the event.
All right, the Chiefs have one big advantage here. They've been there three of the last 4 years, and this Eagles coaching staff has not ever gotten a sniff of a Super Bowl. They're all real young. How big a deal is that? Is that a big advantage for Andy Reid and the Chiefs?
So I actually don't think it is, because even though the coaching staff hasn't been here, the front office has, obviously, with Howie and a lot of members of the organization. So I think the fact that they were there in 2017 gives them a chance. They know what they're getting into, and they can tell Nick. They can tell Jonathan Gannon, like, this is what to expect when you get here. These are going to be some of the issues. This is the best way to do that. So on game day, maybe it'll be a bit of a shock initially for Nick and Jonathan Gannon. But Andy Reid isn't good on game day anyway. So I think that advantage kind of evens itself out in terms of experience.
All right. Let me run by you a couple of things that we already have here, even before the week really got underway. Wide receiver Brandon Ayuk of the Niners, they're still bitching a week later. And he's saying that if they did not lose their quarterback, they would have taken advantage of what they saw as a major weakness, the pass defense of the Eagles. And then he made this comment.
Yeah, hypothetically speaking, if I were going to bet on this game, I would go take everything that I own, get it in cash, and put my money on Kansas City Chiefs.
All right. What do you think of that, Elliot?
I mean, look, I think his comment about the if Brock Purdy hadn't been knocked out, they would have taken advantage of the Eagles secondary. I think the flaw in that thinking is they would have had no chance to throw the ball because the Eagles defensive line was absolutely dominant. I think that's something that doesn't get discussed enough when talking about the fact that Brock Purdy went out. Like, yes, it impacted the Niners, but the Eagles dominated on both sides of the line in that game. So I think that's flawed thinking. As for the fact that he would put all his money on the Chiefs, I mean, he just sounds sour at that point. Like, you can think the Chiefs are going to win. I think it's going to be a close game, but it's clear that he's still very salty that, you know, they went to Philadelphia and it wasn't even in a competitive game.
All right. Neil say Elliott has dismissed that comment as sour grapes. Let's try the next one. This is Nick Wright of Fox, and the issue came up of how well Hurts played and whether he had a chance to be the MVP.
I think Jalen Hurts is an MVP caliber player? No. And the thing is, I don't think anyone does. I think people are like him, which they should. I think they're impressed by how he carries himself, which it would be impressive for a 34-year-old, much less a 24-year-old. I think they root for him because he's kind of a sports underdog, because he lost his job at Alabama, because he wasn't a top 10 pick, a first-round pick. He was a late second-round pick. And because of all those things, and because some people are quarterback win zealous, they pretend to think he is a fully established player when he is not.
All right. Do you find that to be an intriguing take on the situation?
No, I think that take is boring. It's played out. And it's surprising to me that people continue to say the same thing about Jalen and Nick throughout the whole season. The whole thing is, well, Nick's not doing a good job because the roster's so good. Jalen's actually not an MVP because the roster's so good. What people are missing is that this roster was not good when Jalen didn't play. They lost both games he didn't play. This roster was not good before Jalen and Nick got here. Like, the things that make the team work ultimately are the head coach and the quarterback, right? If you want to compare it to the quarterback being an engine of a car, you can have the best car in the world. If the engine doesn't work, it doesn't matter how nice the car is. When Jalen is on the field and when Jalen is in the building, the Eagles are 16-1 this year. That says it all. And as for the idea that nobody thinks he's an MVP candidate, that's literally not true. He's a finalist for the award. So I don't know how he's coming out and saying that. But I think it's something you're going to hear all week, the continued kind of disrespect of Nick and Jalen when it comes to the job they've done this year.
Well, that was an extremely impressive response, Elliot. And you have won the opportunity to come on again tomorrow at 9 to give us reports from this big opening night. Are you prepared to do that for us?
Well, I'll keep my eyes out for more celebrities.
Yes,
for you this time.
I want big names too. Al Morganti once met Ronald Reagan when he was the sitting president. Mm-hmm. If you see Joe Biden, it would not shock me if Biden got out there. Out
shock me
or Jill Biden. Jill Biden might be out.
Jill Biden.
Well, she's a huge Eagles fan. Yeah,
well, Elliot. If you meet Elliot, see if you could get a word or two with him that we could play. Because I would love Elliot Shaw Parks. With Bradley Cooper. That's what you call audio magic. All right?
There we go.
Let's do that. All right, Elliot.
I'll get it done.
Thank you, my friend. Elliot Shaw Parks live from the Super Bowl all week.